إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين وقال تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر Indeed, all praise and gratitude is for Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness, His guidance, and His mercy. We seek refuge and protection of Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His protection and refuge from the bad insiders. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Glory be to Him. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Before I carry on, I'll ask you just this once. May Allah have mercy on you all for making the effort to stand up, close the gaps on either side, go close to each other to make room for your brothers, especially in this hall who are standing at the back. Barakallahu feekum. And may that produce love and warmth between us as our shoulders touch against each other's shoulders on a day that is cold. And the cold is physical. The warmth is spiritual. Is it not, brothers and sisters? So, a lot of excitement in the air. People sending social media messages, ahadith all over the place. Oh, it's the 15th of Sha'ban. Everybody's getting very excited. Shabbe Barat is coming. Yeah, the greatest night out of the whole year. That's a lie. That's a lie. Don't be taken in by it. Anybody who claims that in the messages, it is a false statement. There is only one greatest night in the month of in the whole year, and that is Laylatul Qadr. It is not even the second greatest night, because we have no evidence for that from the Quran or the Sunnah. Some people even said, oh, the Quran talks about it in Surah Ad-Dukhan. Yeah, in this surah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the blessed night, He's talking about not Laylatul Qadr, He's talking about Shabbe Barat. This is a false interpretation. You know, when there's difference of opinion, you hear me say there's a difference of opinion. Okay? But in this case, it is batil, this tafsir. It is false. The best tafsir of the Quran is the Quran itself, as any mufassirun worth a pinch of salt will tell you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, Hameem, wal kitab al mubeen, I swear by the clear book, sent with clear message. Wal kitab al mubeen, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarak. We have sent it down, what? The Quran, in the blessed night. So is it now being sent down in Shab-e Barat? When was it sent down? Well, Allah tells you in another part of the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. No mufassir, nobody with an ounce of knowledge ever says that that's not talking about the Quran coming down Laylatul Qadr. It's the same. One verse is clarifying the other. Laylatul Mubarak. Inna kunna munzirin. We have always been sending warnings. Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. In this night, yeah, all wise decisions are clarified and made. That's the same as in Laylatul Qadr, in Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. In this night, the angels and the spirit, meaning Jibreel, descend in this night. من كل أمر, with all commandments. So this is the same night he's talking about, cross-referencing. So anybody who says anything other than that, it is false. As far as Nisfu Sha'ban is concerned, actually there are scholars, muhaddithin, who say there is no authentic hadith about the 15th of Sha'ban, the night or the day after it, having any kind of virtue over any other night. So if you want to incline towards anything, then you'll incline towards that. But some muhaddithin, including my teacher, say that there is one hadith only mentioning the virtue of this night, and this hadith is reported in Ahmad and reported by An-Nasa'i, and it is Hassan at best. It is good hadith, we can accept it. So if you want to take, this is the best there is. What does it say? That the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَطَّلِعُ فِي لَيْلَةِ نِصْفُ شَعْبَانِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحِينَ. Surely Allah looks on the 15th night of Sha'ban, meaning towards His creation, and He forgives all His creatures except the mushrik, the idolater, who associate partners with him, and mushahain, as is reported in Imam Ahmad's Musnad, two people who hate one another. This is the only hadith to do with the virtue of Sha'ban. So if you accept this hadith as being acceptable, if it's Hassan, then it's acceptable, then it has some virtue in the night. We have no any hadith that mentions the Prophet ﷺ Sahaba used to pray extra in this night specifically and fast the next day. All either, and any other hadith to do with the virtue of the 15th of Sha'ban or the day after, are very weak, rejected or fabricated. Let me make it very clear. So you can make as much as you want up and say, ah, forget it. I mean, he's always going on about hadith, isn't he? Clarifying, but we'll just carry on. It's nice, isn't it, to have a get together. Let's be clear about it. Our deen is based on authentication. Many khutaba who stand on the podiums, they don't bother checking anything. They just find anything circulation and just repeat it any old how. And that's the problem. Never mind the arm think, oh my goodness, he's mentioned this, it must be. We have all sorts of things actually sadly mentioned from this podium that I've had to come back and correct. And some of you may remember where I had to correct it last year, which was never mind a falsehood against the Prophet, it was a falsehood against Allah what was being mentioned last year. Anyway, as far as nevertheless staying up in the night, and a hadith mentioning about Allah specifically coming down on the 15th of night of Sha'ban, it is not authentic. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authentic hadith mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the heavens surrounding the earth every night when the last third of the night is left, calling out. So does that happen on 15th of Sha'ban? Of course it happens on that night as well, without exception, every night. So if you get up in the last third of the night, it is not wrong for you to do so on the 15th of Sha'ban, or more so. But if you target only that night thinking this is the only night, then there can be an issue with it, although there is some basis for it if it is a night that Allah forgives all His creation in. Yeah? Nothing about the fasting the next day, okay, or anything else. As far as Sha'ban is concerned, and fasting next day, let me clarify, that's also possible. Are you allowed to fast any day as sunnah and nawafil? You are actually, except it is disliked if you single out Friday or if you single out in some riwayat just Saturday without a day before or a day after. So even then you're allowed to. Yeah. So fasting, and especially it is sunnah to fast 3 days in the month. And the recommended 3 days to fast are the 13th, 14th and 15th of the month. Ayyamul Bid, the white days. So this is one of the days. So if you fast from that angle on the 15th, nobody can point the finger and say, oh, this is a makruh or haram fast, can they? So from a different angle. As far as the month of Sha'ban is concerned, it does have its virtue. Yeah? Prophet ﷺ, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, fi riwayatin alladhi rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, qalat, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر لا يفطر ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر قط إلا رمضان. She says, أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها, that the Prophet ﷺ, the Messenger of Allah, used to fast continuously, and we thought he'd never stop fasting. This is extra fast outside of Ramadan. And we thought he wouldn't stop fasting. And at times, he wouldn't fast, and we thought he's never going to fast an awful extra fast again. So he'd swing between the two. But I never saw him complete a full month of fasting except the month of Ramadan. And I never saw him, and the hadith carries on, Bukhari Muslim, I never saw him fast more in any month outside Ramadan, meaning, except the month of Sha'ban. And in another riwayah in Bukhari Muslim, she says, كَانَ يَسُومُ شَعْبَان كُلَّهُ كَانَ يَسُومُ كُلَّهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He would fast the month of Ramadan, all of it. The understanding from it is all of it except a little. Yeah, because going with the other hadith, he never fasted it completely. We bring them together. He used to fast lots in Sha'ban, more than any other month. And in another hadith, which is good and Hassan, reporting from Usabe ibn Zayd, the Prophet ﷺ clarifies the reason. لَمَّا سُئِلَ And كثرت صيامه في شعبان, Usama ibn Zayd reports, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الناس يغفلوا هذا الشهر شعبان وهو بين الرجب ورمضان ترفه فيه الأعمال عند رب العالمين عند الله تعالى. وَأَنَا أُحِبْ لَمَّا يُرْفَ عَمَلِي أَنَا أَصُومُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Said that this month, when he was asked why he fasted most in it, besides Ramadan, this is one neglected by most people, this month coming between Rajab and Ramadan. It is a month in which the deeds are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something special about this month. Ilm al-ghayb, we don't understand any more than that. So leave it as he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, try and interpret it. And he says, I love to, when my deeds are taken up, I love to be in a state of fasting. That's why he used to fast this month, month most. So from the sunnah is to fast in this month. Yeah. It is not obligatory. You are not sinful if you don't. Of course, there's extra reward in doing so, if we do. That's the fada'il of this month. Somebody's saying, oh, كان Okanu, they meant, and it's been said, passed around again, and I heard this again this year. People come out, bring out all kinds of weird things every year that comes because they dig it up from somewhere that nobody's ever heard of. Never mention it in any of the famous books of hadith. That the Sahaba, and somebody said it from the podium here as well, used to prepare for 6 months before Ramadan for Ramadan. 6 months. How? And they used to make a dua, yad'una li sittati ashhur, Allahumma balligni Ramadan. And 6 months after that, saying, Allahumma yataqabbal minna Ramadan. 6 months after that, oh Allah, accept from us Ramadan. Oh Allah, for 6 months before Ramadan, yeah, let me reach Ramadan. This is not reported in any hadith. This is not a statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not what Sahaba did. And the impression given and said as well by people, or Sahaba used to do this. This is reported by somebody called Mu'alla ibn Fadl. Wasn't Tabi'i. It comes in a book, Asbahani, the famous great scholar, who came 400 years later after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and first time it's mentioned there. So we don't say from this that the Sahaba used to prepare for 6 months. If you want to make the dua, oh Allah, let me reach Ramadan, nothing wrong with it, you can do that. But don't think that this is from the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a dua of him. Some reported hadith from Tabarani in which it says, oh Allah, make good Ramadan for me and make me healthy for Ramadan. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. This is also not authentic as the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if you want to say that, oh Allah, make me healthy, there's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to make that dua. But my problem is people circulating it as though it comes from the mouth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as though it's sunnah. Yeah. So there's nothing about preparing for 6 months for Ramadan beforehand. And preparing for Ramadan is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say prepared, but Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling the reason why he would fast in Sha'ban. Because Sha'ban has its own fadila, has its own virtue, not just in preparation for Ramadan. It has its own virtue for fasting in it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام وقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. It is in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was sent down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, as a guidance for humanity, وبينات من الهدى, with clear messages, clarity of guidance. Wal Furqan, a criterion to judge between right and wrong for human beings, for you and me. That's the purpose of the Quran. Made very clear in simple, straight language. What is the purpose of the Quran? It is instructions and guidance for you and me to distinguish between right and wrong. Yeah, something we need for instructions. They say when you got a washing machine nowadays, or whenever it was, or a TV, you want to look at the instructions before you start pressing any old button and doing things arbitrarily because you like to damage it. Isn't that right? That's just a machine. Now we're talking about life. Yeah. So you don't go hither and thither and go down off Siratul Mustaqim with guess this way, guess that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, here's your instructions. Are we following them? Or are we again doing what we do with the instructions for the machine and just press this way and that way? So the Quran is supposed to be our companion. And Ramadan came to bring that issue, that fact into focus for you and me. While we are fasting, to weaken the physical animal side and to waken up the spiritual side, which is woken up not just by staying hungry and thirsty, but by the reminder of the Quran when it is recited and it penetrates the heart, not with its melody. And there's nothing wrong with the melody, in my opinion. I'm of those who follow that opinion of reciting the Quran beautifully. Singing the Quran. Not singing like a pop song. Singing the Quran, meaning reciting with melody and emotion. But the real penetration in the heart is the meaning of the Quran, which shakes you up. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? That's what instructions means. Instructions and guidance doesn't mean just listening to somebody speaking in a foreign language, as it were. So to waken us up, to bring us close to the reality, to bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is taqwa, is it not? Some people stand and say, and I've heard it from this podium again, and other podiums. They say, oh, taqwa. Oh, people have got it wrong. Taqwa doesn't mean fear. Taqwa has an element of fear in it, brothers and sisters. Why do we shy away from it? Yeah? Taqwa means beware. Be in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattakun nar. What does that mean? Beware of the fire. It's the same word. Yeah? It doesn't mean just be conscious of the fire. Some people say, oh, it just means be conscious. No, no, it doesn't mean be conscious, because the opposite of taqwa would be unconscious. How can it just mean be conscious? So I wake up, I've got taqwa. Yeah, I lie down and go to sleep, or somebody knocks me out, and I become unconscious, I don't have taqwa. It's nonsense. Be in awe and beware that if you do wrong, then fire can be the consequence of that doing wrong. That is taqwa. Be in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fasting in Ramadan is to develop that bewareness. Yeah? That's the whole idea of Ubay bin Ka'ab and Umar, if it's authentic, but the idea is okay because it's not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, discussing about walking down a path like Sirat al-Mustaqim and there's thorny bushes on either side. How will you walk? You'll beware how you walk. That is taqwa. Beware of the thorns. You don't use the word be conscious, because I don't want to say fear. You say beware. Yeah. So here, that is the idea of fasting in Ramadan. It is to waken us up, to bring us close to our Creator. And perhaps that's why, well, that is for sure, in the midst of the verses of Ramadan, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after this ayah which I recited? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مَنْ شُرِكُمْ. When my slave asks about me, meaning, where am I? For surely I am really near. Ya Allah, make us of those who are near to you, that you accept, Ya Allah. Make us of those who are pleased and you are pleased with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us close to you, Ya Allah. Especially in this blessed month, through fasting in it, Ya Rabb. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. I answer the call. Allah is telling you and me directly. No intermediary. Allah is saying, I answer the call for the one who is calling me. Are you ready to call upon him, brothers and sisters? With real depth and feeling? Do your dua like that? Not like just parrot fashion that it has no meaning? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So let them in turn answer my call, Allah saying, and believe in me, so perhaps they will be guided. Answering his call, follow the instructions and guidance that he sent us. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? And I'm well running out of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessings of this coming month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us closeness to him even if we don't reach the month. Allah is the most merciful, the most compassionate. All time, all days, all nights belong to him. All life belongs to him. Glory be to him. And he is the most merciful, the most compassionate. Who knows? Perhaps my forgiveness is this moment when I say, Rabbi Gfirli Ya Rab. Isn't it so, brothers and sisters? Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita wa barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamid.